Fair Labor Standards Act, as you know, was enacted in 1938 in the middle of the Depression. And this is important because it explains a lot of things. During the Great Depression, of course, the concern was that a lot of employers were hiring workers, were working them extended hours, and as a result were cutting down on employment opportunities for other employees. And so one of the thrusts behind the statute was to ensure that employers had an incentive not to glom a lot of work on a few isolated employees, but to spread it out. And they did this by requiring employers to pay overtime when they worked more than 40 hours. Now, they also, of course, imposed a minimum wage, and they imposed prohibitions on child labor, and had some rather stern record-keeping requirements. But as we sit here today, the main issues that have been the focus of Fair Labor Standards actions really are three. First, whether an employee has properly been classified as exempt, meaning they are exempt from the minimum wage and, more importantly, the overtime requirements, as fitting within one of the white-collar exemptions that I'll talk about, or as an independent contractor, which CB talked about. Also, whether the employee has received all the overtime he or she was entitled to. And finally, the big issue in probably the past 5 or 6 years has been whether or not they're entitled to overtime pay for certain preliminary and post-preliminary activities. Now, I want to talk about this briefly because, as Linda mentioned, there is a proposed rule pending to change the white-collar exemptions under the Fair Labor Standards Act.